my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I said right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
I'm HateSec, and you're listening to the Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su is brought to you proudly by the one and only Weeble Joker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful products as Terramax, the award-winning This Fucking Speech, every time we do the introduction to the show. We've got health tips with Dr. Troubadour coming up later this evening, but first, let's get Kilgar on the line and find out what's going on with him. Hey, what's going on?
Welcome to a new Radio Hate.
Hate Radio is here. Bringing you guys the sniffles. You guys feeling a little sniffly?
Yeah, I just had a sneezing fit.
A sniffleophilus?
Yeah.
Well, look, man, you couldn't have had this sneezing fit at a better time, because tonight we're doing health tips with Dr. Troubadour, and he's going to get you over those summer sniffles.
Oh, thank God. What do I do, Doc?
Well, hold on just a second. But before we get to that, I want to know, where do you get your big ideas?
I just take them from movies.
And this is where you get your mapping inspiration as well?
I mean, you just rip it off a movie. It's easy.
How did you know 8chan was QAnon?
I just found it in a movie.
You saw that in a movie too?
No. I just thought it would be funny. It's a joke, right?
Well, is it? Because I want to know. How did you know 8chan was QAnon, and where do you get off publishing those docs before running it by Hot Wheels?
I don't give a fuck. That's where I get off.
I don't think, maybe it was a joke, but do you think he saw the humor in that?
He potentially could have, but he was fooled by it, so he might have a bad reaction to it. I don't know.
Do you think he's going to have to fill out a butthurt request form at the end of the night?
Man, you got these questions lined up, don't you? Holy shit.
Well, he's a friend to the site, an intellectual powerhouse, and here you go, abusing his image and good name.
That's not what I'm doing.
He's gone into hiding because of your actions, and he's afraid for his life now.
Oh.
No, it's not that serious.
He's not actually QAnon, though.
No, he is. Just stumbled upon...
No reasonable person would believe Frederick Brennan is QAnon.
I wouldn't have believed it either until you published the docs and it forced him to acknowledge that he is, in fact, QAnon.
QAnon is a big mystery. Everybody wants to know who he is, right? Me. I know he's nothing. He's nobody. He's never even said anything. Have you ever read his shit? It's just empty. Might as well.
I've never read anything by him because I didn't think it existed.
His crumbs. They might as well be nothing.
You down on your hands and knees crumming for QAnon quotes.
That's right. Yeah, you're crumming.
Now, how are you supposed to have any dignity and run your empire when you're down crumming for QAnon quotes?
You just can't do anything. Not in that situation.
But he acts like he's the next Breitbart, right? I mean, he's got this, as much influence right now. Who is he?
QAnon's got nothing. He's got a bunch of weird freaks who love Trump, who think that he is the source of information, and what he gives them is counterfeit information. He gives them a hint and suspicion and a prediction after the fact, and that's without substance.
Why can't you just let a play a play? Why you gotta attack his lack of substance?
I'm not attacking him, I'm just saying.
Should we get Hot Wheels on the line so he can defend himself?
Yeah, please. I mean, he can't hear me, but whatever.
Still no word yet as to Hot Wheels' whereabouts, but sources say he has a lot of food to live on and enjoys the world from the comfort of a safe room. Wasn't that nice?
Whoever wrote that really took their time.
That was one comfortable safe room. You want to do health tips?
Yeah, let's get to the health tips. I'm drinking right now. I'm drinking a beer that's flavored with blood orange, and I think it's good for my blood, right?
It is.
It's called Citrus Sinensis, which sounds healthy, right?
It's good for your aura. And it'll...
Yeah, oh, thanks. I didn't know that.
And it'll be like a warm digestion. Tonight's Health Tips with Dr. Troubadour is brought to you by tonight's Internet Chronicle piece, in which Dr. Troubadour is actually accused of running a fake news boot camp to train boys to become fake news men.
Can you read the story? I haven't read it yet. I didn't see that. Let's get a dramatic read for the folks at home who don't know what we're talking about, and for me.
Well, you probably already heard this story about this this guy that was running a camp on how to train kids to do malicious things. And
the ISIS guy. Let's hear the story.
Well, that's Dr. Troubadour. That's the story you've been hearing about is this one.
Listen, CIA made up the fake news about ISIS. Let's hear the real news.
This is the real news, and it's got nothing to do with ISIS.
Yeah, ISIS is made.
That's just fake news freak out shit.
That's right.
But this is the real thing. Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour is being detained in a mobile diesel therapy unit en route to Cuthbert, Georgia, in the southeastern United States. You with me so far?
Why'd you say sooth? What's the southeast? Why do you have to say it like that? You were really on a roll, but then you pronounced it like that.
Documents tied him to a legal drug executive responsible for the stillborn deaths of hundreds of thousands of kids in South Carolina, and who is currently being sought in connection to an illegal fake news boot camp where kids are taught to read and write dangerous forms of internet satire. That man's name is Raleigh Theodore Sakers.
Dangerous satire, okay.
He came crawling out of the woodwork, okay? So, and now Troubadour is accused of amassing a child army of kids that have to write jokes or else they don't get dinner and they get sent to bed without dinner unless they write something funny.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the same guy who was, like, abusing their human rights?
It was, I mean,
yeah,
that was settled out of court, but it,
yeah. So you can't talk about it now because there's all the hush agreements
NDAs and
stuff.
And all that.
Yeah.
Well, it's chronicle.su is a shaky website as it is.
No, it isn't.
It's been
it isn't.
Scrubbed from the internet.
Well, I'm just talking about, like, the
I
way.
I have screenshots if you want them.
It's a website where mistruths are punished by mutilation or death. I mean, these kids are walking a high wire between impressing their editors and offending them with the tepid trash they're coming up with. Have you seen this shit, Kilgore? It's garbage what the kids are writing.
Is this? Have we heard the whole story? Is there more to it? Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, it's more like, why are they doing it? Why would, you know, why do they need a child army of fake news satire writers?
To me, it sounds like a summer camp where they learn, an educational summer camp, wholesome too.
Well,
it teaches kids the importance of, you know, speaking their mind, making a message.
It just so
challenging
happens.
The power.
Sure.
Be. Yeah, sounds like a really wholesome summer camp. I mean, the guys who run it might be put to death for, you know, disturbing the youth, but hell.
Well, since the look, call it what you will, but since the spring semester of fake news for fuck-ups is what the camp is called, Saker students have come away jaded, sardonic, and world-weary, ready to attack our clean, pure civilization. They're a threat.
No.
And this is what's got me worried.
Well, I wouldn't be too worried now.
I've heard that trauma really helps people bond with one another.
Well, these
so
kids,
maybe they establish some good friendships.
It's a rich bonding.
They're not being traumatized here, are they? Really? Sounds like a totally friendly atmosphere.
It is, and it's professional. Everything is above board. All the regulatory laws set forth by whatever.
Maybe they should be traumatized, though. Maybe there should be.
Well,
I think Alice has a point here.
It's a bonding experience for the children, and it seems like Dr. Troubadour had maybe good intent with the program, and Raleigh Sakers perhaps was should not have been the backer. And I just hope that
whenever Raleigh Sakers puts his money in it, it can go sour real quick because he's,
you know what happens.
He's just looking for a tax break, and he's trying to get it cheap.
He's all the time pushing away government. He wants a little go. Here's what the sheriff said, Richard Petty. Sheriff Richard Petty said, "We had learned the occupants were most likely heavily armed and considered satirical extremists." That's got Raleigh's name all over it.
Oh, there we go. Keep on going. Give me the good stuff. This is great.
The court papers show that Sakers, he's the mastermind in all this, author of the self-help series Transcendental Man, is heir to the label Joker fortune and hates fake news as well as the so-called real news. And that's when Georgia police executed a search warrant for Sakers and his estate. After videos surfaced of kids crying out to be fed while being forced to type on outdated computers in a hot crawl space between two trailers, one of the children died.
You know, maybe we'd be better without any news at all. Maybe they should just be learning poetry or fiction, and we just get rid of the news media totally.
They should just be allowed to scribble on rocks and stuff. And
No. They still use paper typewriters, modern word processing technology, but they just don't write the news. Just write about something that happened at least 10 years ago or something imaginary, fictional.
What kind of imaginary, fictional news shit are you thinking about?
It wouldn't be news. No news allowed. Just some science fiction, some fantasy, some literature.
News is off limits.
News is illegal. as a society without any instantaneous manipulative information about what's happening at the moment.
They should communicate with pictures.
Well,
pictures only.
You can use text. You just have to talk about the past or an imaginary fictional world.
And you have to crumple it up.
You can't talk about what's going on at all.
Well, history's okay.
So they can keep records then?
Poetry's okay. Yeah, well, but they can't publish them for 10 years.
Well, so but then there's a rolling 10-year lag in the messages that they're getting is going to create unrest, just like Raleigh's camp.
You think the 10 years ago news is everyone will watch it like a hawk and freak out and vote for different people and
right. You
know, lose their mind over what happened 10 years ago?
It'll just be.
Can you imagine like 2011 rolls around and everybody finally hears about 9/11? The impact is like muted.
You remember that writer that we had on the 9/11 anniversary? Is the day his last day working on the site, and he disappeared from the internet completely? Sphergula?
No, that never happened.
Sphergula.
Oh yeah, yeah. That guy. That was a mystery. That guy's a mystery, isn't he?
I would love it to talk to that guy, because he is a huge mystery.
He was, you know, of all the people we had as guest writers, he was the only one who was better than us.
I felt like he was better, yeah. I think that guy was miles ahead of me at the time.
And then he just evaporated. And probably just killed himself because he was such a genius. That's what they do, though.
His Twitter avatar was something that a genius would kill himself
with. What, the butt that looked like a dog?
Yeah, it was a naked guy on a bench.
I thought it was great, yeah. It was really good.
And he had his own website, too. Do you remember he had his own site?
Yeah, yeah. I remember
that. Where did he come from? How did he just explode?
He was German. He was a German, and he told me he hated English people. So, yet he was a great English writer. Great math. You know, he had command of the language.
He appeared out of the ether.
He liked our writing, and he got in on it.
He said, let me get me some of that. Let me get me some of that. Chronicle. And he got his stinger wet, and then just disappeared on 9/11, on the 10-year anniversary.
Do you think he might have been one of the hijackers?
And we're just now getting around to finding out about it, because it's a 10-year...
Yeah, lag. Well, 17-year lag.
In this case.
Well, almost 17. 17
let's just,
years.
Let's just call it 20.
16 years and 11 months to the day. Minus 6 or 7 hours.
I could throw this knife across the room right now, and I know it would stick in the wall.
You do that often to blow off the steam?
Let's get around to health tips.
Well, I mean, speaking of health tips, you got to throw that knife across to cut out on stress.
I don't think.
Got stress? Just throw a knife at the wall.
I don't think.
You'll feel suddenly your cortisol levels will just you know, lower and lower and lower.
It melts that stress away.
Yeah.
I should get a tapestry.
That causes cancer, by the way.
Well, I've got it.
You ought to get a medieval tapestry remade. Like it's some strange shit that will make people think, whoa, when they walk into your room, they'll just be scared.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. It should be a scary place, like you might get attacked in.
Well, I mean, if you're having a bunch of guys over, it should. But if you're having girlfriends over, no, you don't do that. Because the guys, they need to be put in their place and be afraid when they're in your den.
It should be a rigid den of order.
Yeah, they have to know that you're the alpha male, and that they don't disrespect you in your home.
This is my chair.
In, in this map Discord I've got where I'm making these maps and sharing them with people, these guys will come in and they'll start telling me how to run the place. And you know what happens? They get banned right then and there. I really need to put some kind of threatening image that they all see when they join.
I like that it's a threat.
What kind of image should I use, though?
I mean, if you're trying to be threatening, it should be something like a naked woman, but she should be covered in blood, and she should be holding weapons like she just killed, and she's ready to kill again.
And then when they scroll down, she's got a dick.
A big monster.
Yeah, then they'll just fall in line.
She shouldn't even have legs. Her whole bottom half of her body should just be a large cock with the balls hanging down.
Okay.
That now doesn't sound really... That just sounds bizarre.
Yeah, no, I'm... Yeah.
And she would fly. She would fly after you.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that, is this a picture of a goddamn monster?
This is Health Tips with Dr. Troubadour.
Or how to keep the pubescent gamers in line.
This is how to keep the scaries away when you're tripping too hard. With Dr. Troubadour.
You gotta drink a lot of citrus sinensis, blood orange beer, because the vitamin C is good for your brain.
Now, Dr. Troubadour has three easy tips for you to never touch.
Okay. Yeah.
He says, never touch these three things. Dr. T says, don't touch two hot wires, completing the circuit.
Is that a health tip or a well, electrician's
tip? He works at the shop.
Okay.
Don't touch hot surfaces. And his third tip, don't touch yourself in public. Was that helpful?
You know, I don't know if those were health tips, honestly.
I think the third one, the third one is good health, not to touch yourself when you're out in public.
I mean, call it health, but I think it's good for your freedom. You don't want to go to prison, right?
It's good for the public health. I mean, just even touching outside the pants, which is legal, you still shouldn't do that.
It's good for the social health.
Yeah, yeah.
You shouldn't.
Won't have too many friends if you go around in public doing that.
Grabbing the end of your dick because it's like itchy and shifting it around.
I mean, that's okay if no one's looking, right?
But don't let people see you do that.
Yeah.
Dr. T's tips for fun in the sun.
Oh, God. What are these going to actually be?
This is how to have a good time. Summer's almost gone.
Yeah, so you better desperately have fun while you're still... invested in this whole summer thing.
These are Dr. T's desperate tips for fun in the sun. Dr. T says sunscreen is expensive.
Fuck it, right? Yeah, that's a good double tip. More fun if you have more sun, right?
Double your fun, but it's... I can't
read it.
You
haven't even said it yet. He's having too much fun, folks, because he didn't know. Today.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh. He just tripled his fun with that.
Okay. Let's get this back on track here.
All right, tip number two. It's too good. Okay. All right. Forget tip number two.
Okay. Oh my god.
You gotta go to tip number three now.
I have tip to know what this is. What is this tip? What is this mysterious tip?
Oh, I can't get through it.
Can't even start it.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't get my composure. Oh my god.
Excuse Hate Sec, folks. He's taking some mushrooms about an hour ago and they're kicking in. No, just kidding. He's straight.
No, I didn't take anything. Alright. Dr. T's tips for fun in the sun. Sunscreen is expensive. I can't get through it. I'm just going to copy and paste it.
Okay,
so you can read it.
Yeah, I'll read it. Post that shit. See it. It's in the Discord?
Yes.
All right. These are unsayable. They're too good. It's like the best Mitch Hedberg bit, right? Okay. All right. Three tips from Dr. Troubadour for some fun in the sun. Sunscreen is expensive. Double your fun by spending that money on cold beer instead. Tip number two. Drink heavily. Tip number three, take yourself a nice long nap out on the beach in the sun and avoid the shade.
Sleep in the direct sun.
Yeah, the shade will ruin your fun. It's not fun if you don't have no sun. That's an exclusive tip, and it's a rare tip. Because Dr. Troubadour, he talks about health usually, not fun. So have yourself some real fun here.
What does Dr. Troubadour believe? What belief system is he belong to?
He's a anti-humanist. I mean, haven't you read any of his opinion columns on Chronicle?
I follow him, but I can't say I've read everyone.
Yeah, he's really skeptical about the optimistic pursuit of science. Not that he's anti-science, but he just has this feeling that it's a lot of this people are a little too optimistic about their capabilities. You know, he's kind of a critic, you know.
I know he's probably not a Catholic, because even though he hates using condoms, he also writes a lot about pulling out, and that's not very Catholic.
Well,
I did you ever think he was Catholic?
You know, I don't know. I never asked him about religion, but I I guess he's probably a Muslim.
Well, it seems like they would like him a lot more if he was.
I think he's a mystic, though. He's in the Sufi tradition.
The Muslims don't dislike him. They just don't seem to like him much either.
He may also be a Vajrayana Buddhist.
He is up all hours of the night.
Yeah, I know. He's not really of this world. You know, you've talked to him, right?
You know what I think? Yeah, I've talked to him. I think Dr. Troubadour, Angstrom H. Troubadour, is a godless animal.
Oh, yeah. That may be true.
May he be put to death on a block for all to see.
You know, one time I asked him for a DNA sample because I wanted to see what made him so genius. Yeah?
Godless genius.
His face turned beet red and he said, "Don't you ever fucking dare ask again."
That's what he does.
So, I think he might have been, he might be not unhuman. He might be inhuman. He might be a,
subhuman?
No. Either he's genetically modified himself somehow to become more than human, or post-human, transhuman, or perhaps he's from some other race and he's disguised himself and he maybe comes from some deep crack under the ocean of some, undiscovered intelligent species that's far beyond human comprehension. Maybe he's, from the stars. You know, you don't know.
You really don't know, man.
I don't know. I kind of think he might be a, the underwater one. Because I saw him go swimming once and he just shot off like a rocket.
Troubadour shot off like a rocket?
Yeah, dude. That guy could be a Olympic gold medalist. He'd set every record, like, in a heartbeat.
I never knew he was so capable.
Yeah, he makes Michael Phelps look like shit.
I never knew the man to be so powerful as he is today.
Well, the more you learn about him, the less you know, and the smaller you feel.
This is Dr. Troubadour's theme music.
Fucking, yeah, can't really hear it.
More human than human. Yeah, there he is. Fucking nasty old Dr. Troubadour. I can hear him. I don't think you guys can.
No, I just hear like some... It sounds like Lil Wayne in a rock band. Some screeching.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It's probably very representative of what's going on inside his head all the time.
Well, this is all tripping me out.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good show so far.
this show is dedicated to justice for the Carolina babies of the Droger chemical spill in 2011. We're going to edit in a moment of silence to commemorate all 200,000 stillborns.
Yeah, give them at least 30 seconds.
Because that's a lot of babies, Doctor. And this show's for them.
Maybe I'll just put a little white noise in because I hear babies like that.
We'll put in some white noise, fade into brown noise until... and then we'll start to pipe in 9:60 a.m. Hate Radio. Oh, yeah.
It's never too soon.
Liebel Droker is there with you from cradle to grave. Taking care of you, looking over you, watching you, predicting what you'll buy, selling to you, and really just taking real good care of you. Kilgore, thank you for being on Hate Radio.
It's my pleasure.
The pleasure is with all of us. And for the listeners, they can all go fuck themselves, isn't that right?
That's what we always say, but
But tonight we mean it.
Tonight we mean it, and I'd really like to let them know we hate them from the bottom of our lowest chakra. Just from the fucking dirtiest, lowest part of our gut and our worst instincts, we hate them.
Go fuck yourself.
Just with everything inside of us, we hate you. This is Hate Radio.